Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, if you just joined us, I'm going to try to calmly go over this. All over TV today, you see it intensifying. Talk radio, print media, Reuters, they're saying don't trust your neighbor. Don't trust people at the auto parts shop, people paying cash for coffee. Everybody's a terrorist. Don't trust anyone. Only trust your loving government, who happens to be the folks that are actually staging the terror attacks. Our government has been taken over by the big six megabanks. Open world government has been announced. Open UN world taxes. Open global carbon taxes. It's all being announced. The Congress has a 9% approval rating. They openly engage in insider trading. They engage in every crime you can imagine. And we come back to the next segment. I want to take some calls on this subject with you, specifically on the subject of InfoWars issues emergency terror alert. Now, things have built to a head before, and I've issued these. And month after, underwear bombing. A few weeks after, Hassan attack. A month after, 9/11 attack. I mean, I've learned when they're building this up. We've issued terror alerts over the years. I don't know, I might have issued 7 or 8 where I'm saying this is an alert. And there's been cases where it doesn't develop because we've got people watching and this backs the globalists off. But they think we're so stupid that Obama has all these advisors in the Financial Times of London, you name it, writing articles about how great a staged terror attack would be. And then you have a government that lies and says it's the law to take vaccines and takes kids to kangaroo courts and takes them from their parents when there's no law. And now all over the country, they're trying to take people's children if they're tardy to class. That's in the Washington Post. Judge sets trial date in Laudum school tardiness case. And the father, who's a lawyer, before he come on, he says, I keep getting invited on talk shows and burned. Where they say they're my friend and they get me on, and then they say, why don't you take your kid to school? And I point out it's not even the law. I could take my kid out of the school if I wanted to. It's a 5-year-old. They've been late, and they're combining these and saying it's truancy. The code says it's this many unexcused. They're excused. I'm the parent. But even if they were unexcused, it takes more than this. This isn't what the law says. But they won't let him get that out. So the guy wouldn't come on until I read this. He didn't know who I am. But he's going to come on the last 30 minutes of the show. Darren's in there setting him up. And, he's in there telling Darren, don't you understand? There is no law. How are they sending me a summons? How is this happening? Welcome to criminal land. I remember on the news 12, 13 years ago with the ASAP program, we went down to the county. Lawsuits got filed. They claimed they backed off on it. But they just came right back later. I can't fight every battle. I can't fight every dragon. And on the news, they would show the kid, Billy in the 4th grade was late to class 3 times in 2 months. That counts as a truancy. So he would be thrown in juvenile hall for a week. But the judge was nice. And she says, listen to me, Dad. You sign this paper. I'm taking him. The dad signed. He's like, we're so sorry. She should go to jail. There's no law. In Texas at that time, it was 16 unexcused absences. It wasn't even one. But it was all fraud getting you to sign an agreement and a contract. And that's fraudulent, too. I mean, look, Judge Jean Mears is a big, fat crook. Okay? There you go. And I'll say it about any of these people. They know it. They're defrauding people of their rights through total ignorance. And it's a family court. It's not even a real court. It's a racial hygiene court. Shut up, the first ones in New York, 1910. Didn't exist until that. These were the courts that grabbed young women and sterilized them. Look it up. I mean, I'm informed. I know how criminal they are. They take your baby's blood for 40 years at birth, illegally. They do whatever they want. They're crooks. They're crooks. They're crooks. They're scum. They're trash. They're filth. They're scum. They're lying scum. They want to ruin your life. They want to put you in prison. They're arresting children for running at recess now. 5-year-olds. Associated Press with a straight face reports it. You're like, but it's not illegal to run. I know. The courts aren't real courts. The country's gone. Admit it's gone to ever get it back.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I have issued a worldwide emergency alert. The criminals that run our government have been caught staging past terror attacks and issuing fake terror alerts. They are now rolling out a PR campaign to prepare the psychological mind out there, the collective, that terror attacks are coming and that it's going to be Iranian and domestic groups linked up. This is a maximum alert. The article is at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. InfoWars issues emergency terror alert. Threat of false flag event has never been greater. This is a maximum alert. Now, I'm going to take a few calls in this segment that Stan Monteith's coming up. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. So the phones are open, but specifically on my worldwide terror alert. Again, groups that have been caught doing it, groups that have the motive, the means, who've been caught doing it, they're the main suspects. And the suspects themselves are terrorizing us, saying, give your rights up, the terrorists are about to hit. And I'm like, I know, you're the terrorist. Your agenda to get our guns, to bankrupt our country, to start new wars is stalling. You're getting ready to try to frame us into a new war. I get it. I'm not stupid. Now, the essence of the tyranny we face, I've talked a lot about this, is that nationwide you see the hoax every year in August that it's the law to take vaccines. There is no law anywhere that you've got to take a vaccine. In California, they passed an unconstitutional law, as you know, 4 months ago, saying if they can convince your 12-year-old to take a vaccine or have an abortion or go on birth control, and there's another article about that today, that it's their decision. Really, a 12-year-old can't be convinced to have sex with a guy at a street corner because they're not of age to make that decision or to drink Jack Daniels. This is the state, like a pervert, coming at your kids. Again, lawless, filthy scum by their own actions. But this father who's in the Washington Post, judge sets trial in school tardiness case. Amy and Mark Denicor are headed for full-blown trial to defend themselves against charges they violated Virginia law by making their kids late to elementary school. And I've seen in Travis County three tardies combined to be a criminal truancy, and the code was 16 absences. And I went down to the county court and I said, this is illegal. They're like, well, Judge Bisco's like, well, this is a federal program and we're allowed to. I went, here's the code. And I started telling parents about it and they started suing and they backed off. And then they put it on the news. The judge was, again, people crying, going, your son was late three times. And you know, the little kid, I think his name was Albert, was in fourth grade. He's like, I'm sorry. My parents will get me here earlier. I'm sorry. They're like, I'm going to take you and put you in juvenile hall. It's like a Janet Reno type. And he's like, no. But she looks just like Mr. Napolitano. No, not that. And the dad's like, whatever. And they sign their kid over into juvenile, sign him over into an adjudication where now he's a criminal in their racial hygiene court. That's what the family court is, not a real court. And so this father, who's a lawyer, they report here in the Washington Post, you know, they're lawyers. The couple was arraigned Monday morning in juvenile domestic relations court. Judge Pamela L. Brooks, see, it's not a real court. The Denicors are each charged with three cases of class three misdemeanors. And it goes on to have the Denicors, both trained as lawyers, argue that whoever's one's option of their parenting, the county has no legal authority to convict them of a crime. And, of course, he sent me the code 22.1-254, right, just like Texas. Parents can do whatever they want. Parents can take their kids out, period. It's incredible. And it's not even enough truancies to kick in and be criminal. But, see, they don't care. It's all about criminal activity. And here it is, late to class. This is late. I've got the Daisy's tardiness, the five-year-old. And here is the summons. And they've now been arraigned for something. And I've got the code that isn't even the law. And again, we probably got the father on the last 30 minutes of the show today. This is the type of garbage I'm talking about. And it's everything. It's everywhere. The police break the law. They've got the military on the streets breaking the law. They're saying there's no constitution, that they'll spy on us without warrants. They're stealing tens of trillions of dollars for foreign banks. The Congress says they're allowed to insider trade. That's totally illegal. They're just exercising criminal authority on us, trying to break our will. The TSA's out of their jurisdiction. All of it. Sworn police can't stick their hands down your pants. Martial law is everything is an arrest situation. You're under arrest. That's what martial law is. And we're all prisoners. We're all under custodial arrest in a national emergency carried out by foreign banks that hijacked the country and are training the cops for war with us. Cops, that's basically the system training you to jump in front of 18-wheelers going 100 miles an hour or to stick your hand down garbage disposals. I don't hate you. I don't want war with you, but I'm sure not scared of you. All your black uniforms, all your junk. I mean, you know, if civil war starts, you're going to be hiding out in your bunkers. And that's part of the globalist plan as well. Look, I don't want to go there. Just have an awakening. Realize training people serving coffee to spy on folks and that paying with cash is criminal. Just wake up, for heaven's sakes. Let's take a few calls, but I put out this worldwide alert. InfoWars issues emergency terror alert. There's never been a time when they're getting more ready for this right now. And saying domestic groups are getting ready to hit any minute. And, you know, that we're evil because we love America. I mean, no, we're just aware of what's happened. Please get this out. Please get this out. Please get this out to everybody. Brent in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Alex. How you doing, man?
I'm okay.
Yeah, I tell you what, this is just a further acclimation to the further martial law police state that's ongoing every day. It's ridiculous.
By every yardstick, the United States is a cartoon-level tyranny. And now they're saying, we'll secretly arrest you, and we're going to start shutting the media down. I mean, they're now openly admitting it. Notice all the criminals at once are saying, yeah, we're going to share all your data with Google. Yeah, Microsoft's spying on you. Yeah, the schools are watching you at home over your laptops. Yeah, we're putting GPS on your car. Yeah, when we pull you over, we're going to take blood without a warrant. Yeah, we're going to shoot your kids up whether you like it or not. Yeah, we're going to take your kids. Yeah, we're criminals. Go ahead.
It is a self-fulfilling prophecy, and whether they like it or not, they're pushing the people against the wall. And, you know, I don't want to see the people get angry and resort to violence, but, you know, it's like putting a rabbit in a cage. I mean, you can't expect it not to bite you.
It's all part of the plan. They've told the cops get ready for terrorists. They force people into situations to defend themselves. That'll be called terrorism. I hear you. Good points. But to prime it all, to make anybody resisting look bad, they'll blow up some daycare centers and stuff. See, the feds will, like they've done before. It's all part of them posing and the cops running up and grabbing the leg of the Fed, and the Fed puts the wing over. But if the cop wakes up to the Fed being the terrorist, they'll just kill the cop and their family. Because the cops love that anyways. Let's talk to Mark in New York. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
You know, you left one thing out in your report, though. Obama's starting a war with the Roman Catholic Church. And according to the Drudge Report, they were saying that there might be war on the streets because of it.
Yeah, they're saying that all churches have to hire people who are for abortion and of other sexual persuasions. And in England, they are banning Christians from proselytizing on the street. The advertising commission is saying if we don't like saying there's a God and that you can live forever, that's false advertising. You're banned. So they're banning free speech in England, Magna Carta. BBC's very proud of it. And, yes, they're announcing that you will but, again, it's only Christianity. You know, I saw a Newsweek cover that I actually bought it and forgot to bring it today. It was the war on Christianity, but it's how pockets of Muslims are attacking Christians, which is true. But it's only to get Christians mad at Muslims for a new war. The state is waging war against Christians. And, yes, they're saying that Catholic schools will teach all this stuff and that they will promote and fund abortion.
And that's, you know, if he goes against the Roman Catholic Church, that could be really bad. But I do agree with you. I read Drudge Report this morning on what you wrote, and, you would be considered a sovereign citizen, quote unquote, according to the FBI.
Yeah, well, I know Drudge linked to our article, Senate passes bill allowing airports to evict TSA screeners. Legislation could lead to despised federal agency being marginalized from aviation security. People say, well, they'll just bring in private gropers. Yeah, but then that'll be marginalized. This is going to be the beginning. See, they've got to break our will in the airports, groping us and everything, and force the line with the radiation machines because they got to have it on the streets. If they fail there, they fail everywhere. If the globalists fail anywhere, they fail everywhere. Do you see that?
But it also depends on what Pistol has to say today in the committee, because he's up there representing the TSA, and personally I think that
Pistoli is a known congenital liar.
Well, that's true. But
he said that machines have been tested for radiation. Not true. He said they don't grope children under 12. Not true. He said they don't strip old ladies. Not true. They don't rip off colostomy bags. Not true. Liars, liars. And I mean, I'm seeing 10 cases or more a day of them robbing people. Who else do you think is going to want to grope old ladies all day and grope children? Oh, I mean, of course they're robbing bags and raping women in parking lots and planting things on people. Of course. Who would 8 hours a day want to sit there bullying people but the lowest forms of brown shirt trash?
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I just wanted to make that point with the Roman Catholic Church because I think that could be another false flag,
sir, did,
too.
I agree with you, but did you hear me? England is saying the advertising authority, the Truth in Advertising Commission is now, you know, you've heard of them banning Bible passages because it's anti-gay or whatever. Now, this is in the news. It's in my stack. It just doesn't even rate as important compared to all the other. It's very important. That's how conditioned I've gotten to accept pure evil. It's just everywhere. They're saying, we're not going to let you go on the street and preach because we say it's false advertising. I mean, they're taking over.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard.
All right, we're having trouble getting Dr. Monteith connected, but whatever, we can have him on another day, because I just want to continue getting into all this news here. I have an ISDN line problems, and you can't really hear him over a telephone very good. Look, I don't know what to say or how to stress this. We have a criminal foreign banking cartel that has been caught staging terror attacks domestically and around the world, and who's been caught engaged in every other crime you can imagine, shipping guns into Mexico. CBS News got the documents that it was to blame the Second Amendment, involved in narcotics trafficking, everything else you can imagine. They are the bad guys. They have the history of criminality. They're the ones trampling the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And they're all over the news saying, get ready for domestic groups to attack and watch people at coffee shops paying with cash. Even credit card heads don't pay for $2 cups of coffee at your average coffee shop with credit cards. I mean, I went to a coffee shop yesterday on my way home, pulled in, was going to go jogging, wanted to get hyped up, hadn't taken my pollen burst, vitamin pack, so I said, I'll just get a coffee. Went in, paid like $1.50 for a small coffee, thanks to inflation, walked out and drank it. Again, this idea that everyone's suspect, guilty until proven slave, never proven innocent, guilty until proven serf, guilty until proven minion, guilty until proven slob, guilty until control freaks proven to be control freaks. It's all about the globalist being the boss, all about you being bad. And you take your children in this ritual to the airport, and they put them in a scanner and microwave them and record their naked body on record, have them walk through athlete's foot and flesh-eating bacteria with their shoes off, and then every time I've flown, and others I know that have seen this, almost everyone who's put in a scanner is also then searched. And there they go. Boom. They grab the women, squeezing. They go between your legs. They go in your pants. And now go into the underwear and grab your genitals. Miss USA, you name it. I have seen them going in the pants of people. And then old ladies who can't get up out of wheelchairs, they take them behind closed doors and take all their clothes off, and then ask them, what is this? And they're like, I've got a catheter. What's a catheter? They don't even train these demonic brown-shirted scum. They don't even train these flying monkeys that work for the globalist witchy-poo system. I mean, they are the scum of the earth. And I've sat there watching people who look like they're about to die. I've seen the cases in the news where they're flying home to die of cancer or whatever, or fly to a final military reunion. I'll never forget, I was in San Francisco flying back to Austin, and they had people getting on international flights or flights to a Pearl Harbor memorial. There was a bunch of these old men and their wives, and half these guys looked like they were dead. This was about 5-6 years ago. I guess 7 years ago now. It was a few years of 9/11. And they had guys in bright blue with dark blue berets calling themselves Wolverine Security on top of the TSA, gibbering. And I saw this old man with his eyes peeling down, you know, so old that you could see the red of his eyes peeling down, water dripping out of his eyes. He had an oxygen tank. He had his wife there with him. She was about 10 years younger. Maybe it was a sister. I don't know. And this guy, he could barely understand his English. He's telling the old man to lift the little oxygen canister out so he can look under it. And the old man's got hearing aids on, and he's got a walker that's got the canister in it, and he's looking up. And I'm standing there, and all of my instincts were to grab that punk and say, "What? Leave that old man alone." But see, I'm un-American. It's American to watch a guy with his, it was a bunch of them with their, you know, USS Arizona hats. Oh, yeah, there was survivors of the Arizona that went down. Yeah, I got people that jumped off the boat or whatever. I guess going one more time before he died to meet his buddies. And they all looked pretty bad shape. But, I mean, this guy really looked bad. And this guy was sitting there gibbering and jabbering at them. And here's the guy looking up. Oh, yeah, this is the terrorist. But, see, that's what zero tolerance is all about. You say, arrest a five-year-old for running? Arrest somebody for having a Luden's cough drop that isn't even a drug? It isn't even over-the-counter? It's just sugar pill? Why? And they go, zero tolerance. It's about it being crazy. In the military, in drill boot camp, they give you crazy orders to train you to do what you're told. And it's like, look, I'm taking your one-year-old daughter's diaper off, and I'm going to put filthy gloves on her private parts. I'm a pot-belly pedophile. That's what they do. That's who they are, and they live to kill this country.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
All right, we did get Dr. Stan Monteith on with us, got the ISDN issue fixed. We're going to go to him in just a moment, and then the folks that are holding James, Shane, Dominique, Josh, Irvin, you're all coming up. But look, a classical mixture of kind of Nazi, East German, later Soviet surveillance grid, tattletale squad systems being set up. And so the system's got to tell police and military, yeah, we're going to start torturing people and killing them and secretly arresting them. Yeah, we spy without warrants now. And there's all these movies glorifying it. I mean, it's full-on brainwashing. And, yeah, these groups that think there's an evil takeover of America, they're the terrorists. And they're getting ready to hit the government. And then we know the government's hit itself before, because it's not the government. It's a government that's been hijacked. So the report is at InfoWars.com. It's linked in red. InfoWars issues emergency terror alert. Paul Joseph Watson and Alex Jones. And remember, I'm the guy that told you July 25th, 2001, they were going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on their asset, Bin Laden. And I'm the guy that told you September 11th they were going to launch a bio attack to shut down the government for a time. I could just tell by the way they were behaving. That indeed happened. It's all on record. And I'm seeing it come to a crescendo. And remember, they've got three different White House advisors and one of their think tanks putting out recruitment letters saying, don't worry, give to Obama. He's going to win, even if you don't think he will. There's going to be a new Oklahoma City, and that'll really make the president look strong. I mean, they think we're so dumb. And you show this to police and FBI, most of them, they're like, I'm not going to look at that. You know, here's the point I want to make before we go to Dr. Monteef. And I want you to hear this carefully. They're always saying, see something, say something, so we all spy on each other and see everyone as a threat so we don't trust each other. They tell cops if somebody tries to talk to you, they're probably a terrorist. If somebody pays for coffee with cash, they're a terrorist. If they got a Ron Paul sticker, they're a terrorist. And they actually say this. No, we know who the terrorists are. We know who has the history, who has the motive, who has the means. You have the background. You've been caught doing it. You have the motive and you have the means. And you're hyping terror so you can take over more of society. And always these movies and TV shows where the feds are so concerned about human life. It's the opposite. I've seen their training videos. I have a clip of it in Road to Tyranny where the FEMA guy's going, the first terrorists were George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. The cops are like, yes, yes. And cops are agreeing. And he's going, good job, good job. And he goes, listen, when the domestic groups attack and kill a whole lot of civilians, too bad for the civilians. We don't care about them. It's about keeping us safe. And the cops are like, oh, you'll keep me safe. These are the feds that bomb the local cops. Oh, man, it's just too rich. It's just too sick. There are no feds. There's not a federal government. It's run by globalists now. Wake up to that hoax. And I know you've woken up, so they're getting ready for new terror attacks to blame it on us. They're admitting they want to censor us. Now, Dr. Monteef was on with us a few weeks ago, and then he had to go out of town for a while, and he's really concerned about, he talked about that Council on Foreign Relations report that I did see where they were saying, oh, we'll attack Iran, but then we've got to accept their attack. But again, it's not we'll attack. The banks that run us will attack them. But the word is Iran's been told, Associated Press reported, do not respond to an attack, or Israel may even use tactical nukes on them. So we're going to attack you, and if you fight back, we're going to nuke you. Dr. Stan Monteef practiced orthopedic surgery in Santa Cruz for 35 years, and he led a delegation to, of course, was an advisor to the State House, and is an expert on AIDS being a government bioweapon, syndicated talk show host, fighting the New World Order for almost 50 years. He joins us better a bit late than never. I backed him off 20 minutes to be able to finish my alert, and then we had ISDN issues. But he joins us now, RadioLiberty.com is his website. Doc, you know, I know you're back about the whole Iran thing, and since you were on, SecDef came out and said, yeah, the war is on in March, April, or May. Netanyahu says stop chattering about it. All of this is getting crazy. They're saying Iran's going to attack domestically when that would bring down absolute, you know, bloody you-know-what on them. And then meanwhile, there's all these alerts. There's going to be a new Oklahoma City. I mean, do you see the same chatter? I see the same preconditioning to roll out domestic terror attacks as a pretext for a further clampdown, Dr. Monteef?
Absolutely. I think there's no question at all. This is what they intend to do. They intend to create a situation of chaos and crisis to justify the implementation of the dictatorship, and everything is in place. I mean, it is just simply so amazing. I mean, everybody in this country, in fact, everybody in the whole world now has a number. They're numbering all the people over in India. Every person in America has a number. We get it at birth. I said that they have their cameras out. Everybody has a card. You use that card for purchases, a Visa card, a grocery store card. They know and they keep a list of everything you buy. They have dossiers on everyone. DARPA has a dossier, Homeland Security has a dossier, the FBI has a dossier, the CIA has a dossier. I've seen my FBI dossier. page after page after page blocked out in the name of national security. I said, they tap our telephones, as you know, through Echelon. They read all of our emails and all of our faxes. They were doing this long before September 11th. Project Echelon, E-C-H-E-L-O-N. Anybody can go up on the Internet and see it. They have their fusion centers. That's what they correlate our
dossiers. They're now saying CIA is going to operate domestically, totally illegal. It is a lawless takeover because they're collapsing the world economy. I mean, remember 10 years ago they say we were conspiracy theorists for saying derivatives would be used to implode the world economy and bring in a world government? Now the UN says world government, sure. World tax, it's all here.
Absolutely. This is what it's all about. Everything is about establishing that world government. And that is why we're going to have this war with Iran. And, of course, what I'd sent to you had been based upon a more or less covert meeting held at the Council on Foreign Relations at their Harold Pratt House, 5080 68th Street, New York City. And because I'm a media person accredited for the CFR material, they were kind enough to send me the transcript of this meeting. And the remarks by a man named Matthew Kronick, who'd written the lead article in the January-February issue of Foreign Affairs magazine entitled Time to Attack Iran. That was the title of the article. And here in this private briefing, and you have a copy of it, why he is explaining to the members of the CFR, a very small group, apparently from the report there, there were not too many people in the audience, but he was explaining this whole rationale that, of course, Iran has not decided to build a bomb. Iran hasn't started to build a bomb. Iran is cooperating with the inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Commission, but they might at some time in the future decide to build a bomb. And since we cannot live with a nuclear-armed Iran because they might give the technology to somebody like Hugo Chavez, therefore we have to attack, and we have to attack now. But we will do a surgical attack. It won't be a regular attack. It will be a surgical attack that we will leave Iran's military intact so that they can retaliate against us. Now, why, if you're going to attack a country, would you leave their military intact so they can retaliate? But that's exactly what he's advocating. We will not try to bring down the regime. We will not try to hurt their military. So they can attack us because they have to attack us to maintain credibility. But then after we've absorbed their attack, their counterattack, then we will tell them to simply cool it, everything's going to be fine, we'll go on as it was before, without ever bothering to consider what would happen if Iran were, say, to sink one of our carriers or two of our carriers and kill a couple of thousand people. What would our leaders do at that time? This gentleman talks about, in his experience, he's a relatively young man. Has he forgotten what happened during the First World War, when it was just supposed to be just a very, very temporary war? Suddenly, everybody anticipated the Boer War was going to only last for a few weeks or a few months. People were talking about Korea with the slogan, "Our boys will be home by Christmas." That was 1950. We are still at war with Iran, with North Korea. Our troops are still stationed in South Korea. 60 years later, this gentleman is a man who makes major decisions. He was a senior advisor to the Secretary of Defense. He is currently the Stratton the Nuclear Security Fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, a professor at Georgetown University. And he is telling us, in my experience, I don't think the retaliation will be too bad. How can he be certain that this won't trigger a major war? Well, he says, I think it won't. Well, we can't have people saying, I think, and yet he points out that other people in the key positions like Dennis Ross, who you have pointed out was a member of the Trilateral Commission. You look at the current list, he's not listed there, but he was listed before. When you join government, when you go into a key position in the State Department, you have to resign from the Trilateral Commission temporarily, which Dennis Ross did. But Dennis Ross is saying exactly the same thing, representing the Trilateral Commission. And so many.
And by the way, Doc, I was talking off record to a major media figure, and he was telling me how he's been in newsrooms and seen them say, kill that Ron Paul story, say he can't win. And he was telling me how most of the big national radio hosts, because he's seen it, he was giving me names and everything, it's delayed more than 15 seconds, not for callers, but that they even delay most of the big national talk show hosts whenever they don't like what they're saying. And I said, well, what are they? And he said, well, there's only about 30 things. And I said, what, you mean cuss words? He goes, no, you can't say Trilateral Commission, CFR, New World Order. Now, if those things weren't real, why don't talk about it? Well, see, and then if anybody ever calls in, Limbaugh laughs about it. That's because that's the real government. And look, the UN this week admitted global government, said they want a world tax. They've stalled us this whole time. Now we've been proven right, and it's just incredible. It's just incredible.
Well, I think you're doing a great job of waking people up. I know an awful lot of people in our area listen to your programs, and people realize what's going on. We just have to reach a lot more people in a short period of time, because I, like you, sense that we're moving into a very, very difficult period. I think it's going to be this year. I don't know what's going to happen. I think there will probably be a war of some sort with Iran, but I think, as you point out, it's going to be used to justify implementing the police state. It really is planned. There really are FEMA camps. There really are militarizing our police. They're preparing the police to work with the federal government to establish a dictatorship. That's what the National Defense Appropriations Act was all about, where, of course, it was said, you know, something that they can arrest anyone that's declared to be a terrorist. And when they wanted to amend that and say, well, but this will not include American citizens, that was voted down. They would not allow that to be included. They know exactly what they're doing. But this is not allowed to be certainly mentioned on radio or television, as you said. In fact, many years ago, I was on a talk show. I was in studio with Jim Eason up in San Francisco. I think I can say that now because he's long since retired. But this was 25, 30 years ago. And he said off the air, you know, if I went on this radio and I said what I really believe about what's going on, I would be fired tomorrow. We went back on the air, and he said, if anybody told me what to say on this radio station, I'd walk out of here right now. And he looked over at me, smiled, and winked. That's the way what's really going on in America. And at the time, people understood that the media is controlled. In fact, everything, every aspect of our society is controlled. But fortunately, for the first time now, we have alternative radio. We have the Internet. Essentially, we have shortwave. People are waking up across America. I think it's amazing Ron Paul is doing as well as he is. Certainly, remember, he's only really dealing with Republicans. Almost half of the American people are registered as independents, and they're not going to vote for the Republican candidate. If Ron Paul were to get the nomination, he would pick up a majority of the independents. I honestly believe that. And an awful lot of the Democrats who don't want another senseless war. Because when you start a war, you never know how it's going to end. And our leaders are intent upon starting a war with Iran, anticipating a retaliation. And what happens if the Iranians lob 100 missiles at Israel or 1,000 missiles.
Well, it's perfect. Israel gets to attack them. The Mullahs stay in power forever. Every study shows that'll empower them. In the West, they can take more of our rights and liberties. Tyrants everywhere get power out of a war. War is the health of the state, and we're fighting statist insiders. And the globalists have stolen over $27 trillion in the last few years from the U.S. alone. They're going to keep doing it because they can always blow stuff up and blame it on their opposition. And that's how it works. And you got a lot of dumbed-down control freaks that like their black uniforms, Doctor.
Well, do you know, the interesting thing is right now, of course, the people of Iran are very unhappy with their government. There's a tremendous amount of unrest. But if we were to attack Iran, which I think is what is planned, then that's what this whole idea of time to strike Iran, this lead article in Foreign Affairs, is all about, and what Dennis Ross and the other trilateralists are talking about. But if we were to attack Iran, it would unite the Iranian people behind the mullahs. Not only that, but I fear it would unite the two branches, the major branches, the three major branches, the Muslim faith, the Sufi, the Sunni, and the Shia, against the common enemy. Maybe the Shias and the Sunnis don't like one another, but if we were to get to attack Iran, I think we would unite the entire Muslim world, which, incidentally, we are uniting. We're behind all of these revolts going on over there. These countries, one after another, are falling under the control of the Muslim Brotherhood. Who is the Muslim Brotherhood? Why, it was organized by American and British intelligence agencies in 1928. We have a book called The Devil's Game. It goes into the background of how it was the British MI6 that organized the Muslim Brotherhood back in 1928. And the intelligence...
Sure, the whole thing. Stay there. We got to go to break, Dr. Monteef. Stay with us. This is key information. Straight ahead.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's game. guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99. And will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777.
I know I got loaded phones, and I'll get to your calls right when we start the next hour, and then into all this news I haven't gotten to. Let the robot drive the autonomous car. That's Wired Magazine. An autonomous car is now driving in 14 states. Pretty soon, you're not going to be allowed to drive your car. They're going to say statistically robots are safer. They're actually already talking about that. I knew they'd do that, and they're doing that. This is the prison they build. Because after all, a terrorist could use a car to run over somebody. So the robots are taking over. Some good news. Senate passes bill allowing airports to evict TSA scanners. Airports could kick them out to begin with. But whatever. We got a bunch of other news on that front. Now, actually, we were able to find the document Dr. Monteith's talking about that I guess he might have been sent beforehand. This is actually on the Council on Foreign Relations own website, CFR.org. I can show people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv a document cam shot of this screen over here. Recent events in Iran and the progress of its nuclear program. And again, I've got it right there on the TV screen for folks if they want to see that. And it's got the speakers, including Stanton Nuclear Security Fellow, Council on Foreign Relations, and then the former head guy at the Department of Defense under SecDef, breaking it down. And yeah, here they are publicly. What about Gary Hart writing that letter to Ahmadinejad saying, our government will stage a Gulf of Tonkin or Maine. Don't think we won't attack you. A public letter. What about all these Obama advisors like Robert Shapiro and the Financial Times of London saying, without an Oklahoma City or 9/11, to blame on Obama's opposition, he's not going to win re-election. And then internal memos that have gone public where they're like, sir, we need one. It's like that famous audio that got leaked of the six former generals that were all the pundits on news shows, and an aide recorded it where they're like, Secretary Rumsfeld, we need a new 9/11. They will not listen. He's like, I know, but it's hard. Why do they even release that? I mean, Dr. Monteith, they come within one inch over and over again these days from just admitting they're doing it. They act like we're children. Clapper, the head of national security, he's in white papers saying we need a provocation with Iran. I mean, they act like we're not reading what they're saying. It's like all the books are in the library, but nobody reads.
You're absolutely right. And the thing is that they have total disdain for us common people because they don't think we're smart enough or really care enough. I mean, they keep us entertained. We have the Super Bowl. We have Madonna dancing there at the Super Bowl, a vulgar display, you know. And certainly, if this is our... I mean, I love football, but certainly I object to the vileness of so many of much of the entertainment.
What, watching a disgusting globalist in a Luciferian outfit prance around? It was pathetic.
But you see, the thing is, Alex, is you recognize the spiritual component of this, and I do as well. The average individual doesn't. They look upon this, if they're Democrat, Republican, right, left, conservative, liberal, they look upon this thing from a geopolitical point of view without understanding that there are spiritual forces behind the scenes. If you read what Matthew Kronig says in this publication that you're displaying there on the screen, why, it doesn't make sense. I mean, here is an intelligent, articulate individual who's talking about, well, we know that after this attack, there's going to be retaliation. We'll be prepared to absorb the retaliation. Then we'll try to certainly quiet things down afterwards. What makes him think for 1 minute that he will not?
That's because they're going to blow stuff up if Iran doesn't, guaranteed, because the real target is us, the American people. That's why they're going to stage this. Dr. Monteith, we'll have to talk to you again as this unfolds. God bless you, my friend. Hour number three, straight ahead. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.